Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Pleased to be joined by Warren Sharp, one of the top analytical minds not working full-time for an NFL team. He consults with multiple NFL teams, and he runs sharpfootballstats.com. Warren, great to have you back on, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. It's preseason football, so it's almost here, and looking forward to it.
How many teams are you consulting with currently?
I don't want to get into the details of that necessarily, okay. But definitely, you know, more than one, and it's been a lot of fun. I've obviously spoken with a lot more than that. I've had some discussions and some general, like, conference seminars with a couple of teams, talking to some of their coaching staff. But for this upcoming season, in terms of helping them strategize on a week-to-week basis, more than one is probably where I feel most comfortable staying.
SharpFootballStats.com, the website. When the Titans moved on from Malarkey, Warren, and Robiskie, the thought was things would open up more than what we saw with the exotic smash-mouth offense. But last year, the Titans actually ran more on first down than the year prior and were actually less successful when running on first down. Where do you want to see the Titans offense progress with Arthur Smith now calling plays for Mariota, who's healthy, and what has to change to get more production on first down play calls?
Well, I absolutely want to see them be a little bit more aggressive. And look, I don't know your guys' opinion of Marcus Mariota, but from where I sit, not in Tennessee and not hearing the news every single week, I am less encouraged, and I want to see more out of him. This is a big year for him. It's a less important year, I think, for Mike Vrabel, because I think that he has a little bit more longevity there. But we've got to look at what Marcus Mariota is going to do. And we've got to turn the keys over to him a little bit more often. We know that passing is more efficient than running to win games. And we know that we need to see if we should be giving this guy a long-term contract to be the franchise guy in Tennessee for many years to come. And so I would like to see them simply provide him with more opportunities to throw the ball in more advantageous situations instead of relying more on the run game when it's beneficial to pass the football, and then putting Mariota behind the chains, behind the sticks, so to speak, and asking him to make up for that. I know that when Mariota sometimes has tried to make up for things, and he's trailing, his passer rating hasn't been good, his yards per attempt hasn't been good. Let's try to let him come out and throw the ball and then run off of that, as opposed to the other way around.
Where do you think this team, in your analysis of what it's done offensively in the Mariota era, but particularly last year, has been most inefficient?
You know, there's a lot of different places to look at from last season. It's hard to find just one. You know,
go ahead, give us a multiple choice.
Yeah. So on early down, they're just not very efficient. They rank, I mean, we know this team, they win 10, you know, 9 games every single season, it seems, but they rank bottom 10 in early down success rate offensively. You know, their defense, they were really good inside the red zone last year. They were the best defense in the league inside the red zone. But that type of thing is not going to be predictable and carry over. It's more so where are you over the course of the field itself. And from that perspective, they ranked 18th in defensive efficiency, 12th in early down success rate. So they were able to win some of these games, some of these closer games, thanks to some of the red zone stops that they were receiving, but they really were not an efficient offense from, you know, like an early down perspective. And, you know, I've been disappointed with Marcus Mariota in 11 personnel, which is, you know, a concern for me with Arthur Smith coming over, because he doesn't really want to change much. You know, he was there last season. He thinks that Mariota has been having to change a lot more frequently than is optimal. So they want to keep things a little bit more consistent for him. But last year, Marcus Mariota averaged 6.2 yards per attempt in 11 personnel with a 43% success rate and almost a 1-to-1 TD to interception ratio, passer rating of below 75. You know, I know that they're going to have some better skill position players around him, but the frustrating thing, I just tweeted this out, you know, since 2015, since Mariota was drafted, there's been no team who's drafted more wide receivers in the first three rounds than the Tennessee Titans. The Steelers are tied with the same number, which is four wide receivers taken in the first three rounds. And guess where these two teams rank in pass rate since then, taking advantage of the players that they're drafting. The Steelers have passed the ball the most of the NFL, of any team in the NFL, and the Titans have passed the least of any team in the NFL. So when you're going out and you're bringing in wide receivers to give them to Marcus Mariota, and then you're drafting them high and you're using draft capital to get these guys, but yet you call the least amount of passes in the NFL, it just does not make a whole lot of sense.
They have, by the way, run a lot of 11 in training camp, yeah. And they've, for the first time in my memory, Warren, and the unofficial depth chart doesn't mean a lot, put out a base offense of three wide.
Yeah, and so Marcus Mariota is going to have to improve on what he did last year. Now, it doesn't help, right, when you have some injuries at the receiver position, which he's had, and obviously bringing in Humphrey should help, I think, what he was able to do last season, and I think he's a good player there, and if you give a healthy tight end, that should help too. But my concern with the strategy of Arthur Smith is thinking that we want to run the ball and then set up the pass off of the run. And we really don't want to do that. We don't need to do that. It's not adding any more efficiency to your pass game by coming out and quote unquote establishing the run. Now, one of the good things about using 11 personnel is that it's easier to run the football when the defense is expecting pass. So that's the biggest thing I want Tennessee to be looking at this season is call run plays when the defense might be expecting pass, and call pass plays when the defense might be expecting run, which means use a little bit more pass rate on early downs when you've typically run a lot in the past, and run the ball from spread formations, which will help dictate things to the defense and give the offense a little bit more of an upper hand.
Warren Sharp with us, sharpfootballstats.com. And speaking to that, when defenses are expecting the run, that would have been on first down last year based on the numbers you have for your 2019 football preview, Warren. It's not like that predictability should play into the Titans' favor. Use a little play action. And they did not use play action on first down nearly enough based on what I was reading from you.
No, they did not. And that was a frustrating element because when you have a team that has a big back and there aren't as many big backs around the league, right? These guys tend to get injured and they just don't really survive very long. So you've got a guy who can be there and is going to convince the defense by his presence on the field that you might be running the football. It is very optimal to utilize play action. Now, technically speaking, it doesn't matter who the running back is. Play action is going to work. We see it now that we have access to some of the RFID player chip tracking data. We can see that linebackers will hesitate or move up, step up towards the line of scrimmage when you're running play action with or without a particular back out on the field, whether it's first down in the first quarter of the game or whether it's, you know, first down or second down in the third quarter or fourth quarter of the game. It doesn't really matter. They are trained to react to the quarterback sticking the ball out there, and it's going to help your ability to then throw the ball off of that. And, you know, I think the team needs to look at, if they don't have a lot of confidence in Marcus Mariota or they're just not sure where his ceiling is, you absolutely must do everything in your power to give him an upper hand every time that he's about to snap the ball. You have to do everything you can, and that relates to formations, not being predictable, pre-snap motion to help identify the defense, and then what I call post-snap motion, which is basically play action. All of those things are utilized to give the offense an upper hand to make the defense not know exactly what's going to happen. And when the defense sees it, it looks like you're going to run the ball, and especially if the offensive line run blocks, it looks like it's going to be a run play, and then the quarterback pulls it out, he instantly has the upper hand over that secondary as compared to before the snap. And those are things that are going to help his efficiency, his yards per attempt, his rating, and their ability to win games.
And while you want to see more passing on first down, you're not against the running backs actually having the football in their hands on early downs. Take us inside the numbers. And the delivery should be more balanced on run and pass, but targeting running backs on early downs in the passing game benefits offenses for a higher success rate. Explain that.
It absolutely does. You know, it used to be that these guys were referred to as third down backs because teams would throw the football to running backs on third downs, whether it's a dump off because nothing else is available down the field or it's just a designed play. But the statistics show us that the least likely play to convert a first down on a third down is a play that's a pass to a running back. Where you want to target these guys is on early downs, first and second down. Now, the analogy I like to use is look at, and one's down there playing in your neck of the woods right now, but look at two of the best coaches in the NFL, right? Arguably two of the best, Bill Belichick and Sean Payton. They are fortunate enough to have two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL in Tom Brady and Drew Brees, two first ballot Hall of Fame quarterbacks. These coaches, the play callers, obviously Sean Payton and Belichick's not calling the offense up in New England, but they could call any type of pass for these quarterbacks if they wanted to. They're the type of quarterbacks that can make any level of throw, any type of pre-snap reads and looking at the defense and making adjustments and audibles and throw the ball down the field and have exciting plays and be very accurate in doing so. But you know what? Those two teams lead the NFL the last couple of years in pass rate to running backs on early down. Two quarterbacks that could do anything they want to with the football and coaches that could be as creative as they want are specifically targeting running backs on early downs. And the reason is because it gets the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly, a very high completion rate. It helps these running backs utilize the space to their advantage, be able to see what they're going to try to avoid as opposed to hope that the offensive line, opens up a hole and then hope that the defense doesn't fill it or, second level come crashing down on them. So it also helps from an injury perspective, keep that running back a little bit healthier so he doesn't have to navigate through big bodies in the offensive and defensive line. So it's very efficient, and more teams are trending in that direction, and hopefully Tennessee does as well.
Warren Sharp, our guest. Finally, Warren, one of the storylines of the season will be following Derrick Henry here in Nashville. And I know you believe and subscribe to the idea that you can find running backs anywhere. So what would you need to see from Derrick Henry from the analytical approach to sign him to that extension after this season?
I want to see health first and foremost. I mean, it sounds silly, but you need the guy to stay healthy, and that's the biggest problem with extending running backs. That second contract, guys just don't last. Unfortunately, that position gets beat up and bruised. So I want to see health. And then I just want to see efficiency. You can help the efficiency by the way the offensive line run blocks. And that's the thing that's hard in the NFL. It's very difficult to separate out a quarterback from his play caller, right? Your statistics and everything, they're going to be so closely tied. The same is true for a running back in his offensive line. If you have a bad offensive line, it's hard to be a great running back. If you have a great offensive line, it's easy to be a good running back. And so I want to see how he performs in situations, what his elusiveness is, what he's doing in the open field. I mean, these are things that are harder to measure with just pure box score statistics, to see what difference he is actually making that another replacement running back would not make it running behind the same line. But you can help your overall run efficiency by calling runs in the optimal times to do so. And so, I mean, those are a few things that I'm looking at for Henry this season.
Just terrific stuff, Warren. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Happy to join you guys.
At Sharp Football on Twitter. And Warren, tell us about the other website. I've been saying sharpfootballstats.com, but you've recently, and you've had this for a while, but it's kind of relaunched the analysis website.
Yeah, sharpfootballanalysis.com. Really excited about that website. We've hired a number of different writers. We're going to be breaking down film a little bit in more detail. We're also tackling fantasy football. We're tackling prop betting, just regular NFL betting. So there's a lot of different things at sharpfootballanalysis.com and different perspectives. Always trying to put out something that's a little bit different, not like your typical reporting. We're trying to do analyses and investigations and things that maybe not as many people are talking about. and shed some light on some different areas. So I think there's a lot of great content, and the best is yet to come.
If you want to take the preseason watch parties to the next level, just follow Warren on Twitter as he watches all of these preseason matchups. It's fantastic at Sharp Football. Warren, thank you, man. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, guys.